It's brand new, season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Hey, hey, top of the morning to you. Welcome in. This is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard. Live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. And we have a banger coming up. Over the next 3 hours, Matt Youmans on the show in 30 minutes from right now. We'll talk to him for a half an hour. He is excellent on college basketball. He has 10 outright bets. I mean, can we even get to them in a half an hour? 10 outright bets in these conference tournaments and two games that he likes today. Jensen Lewis, MLB Network Radio, on the new rules in that sport and some futures that he likes. And Aaron Moore, VSiN contributor today, a couple of games that he likes on the board, and a number one seed that he's going to be fading during the madness. We'll get to last night's action in 15 minutes. We need to start NFL. It's a day old now, but Derek Carr signed yesterday with the Saints. Here's what it comes down to. It's 4 years, $150 million. $100 million is guaranteed. Broken down even more, it's like 2 years for $60 million for this guy. You've heard everything from this so far. Here's my one takeaway from this that you may or may not have heard so far. I want to know who Carolina is going to get at quarterback, and I want to bet Carolina to win that division. Short and sweet. That's all I'm telling you.
Yeah, but you want to know
I have to know.
Yeah, you can't do it now. See what they...
No, if it's Lamar Jackson, I'm all in.
Is he an upgrade over Dalton Winston?
Dalton, I say yes, slightly. Winston, I'm not so sure.
Right, the contract's crazy, no matter how you slice it. I also thought Michael Lombardi made a great point on the GM shuffle. You're Dennis Allen. You played him. He had the worst game of the season against you. Huh? They didn't cross midfield till late in the second half, how bad they were. So that's another thing about why you liked him and weren't in love. And the Jets couldn't close the deal. So I'll pose you the question Ross Tucker tweeted as well. If Rodgers stays, who's the Jets quarterback? And Garoppolo goes to the Raiders.
Probably Zach Wilson.
Oh, God. Oh,
I don't think that's going to happen, though. This is so juicy. And we have so much great content on this network at all times, right? On this part, what you're getting right now, this platform, TV and radio, on the website, vsin.com, and on all of our podcasts, Michael Lombardi's podcast yesterday, the GM Shuffle, for like 12 minutes straight. I'm just like, he never stopped talking.
Oh, he's great.
And as Femi said, you just emptied the chamber. And he said, no, I got more.
Yep.
And so your question about Rodgers, Lombardi said there is so much going on behind the scenes. He said the divorce is happening between Green Bay and Rodgers. Probably a first-round pick and another pick based on how much longer Rodgers eventually plays. We could have a resolution on that by the end of the week.
The new report is they're finally talking, Rodgers and the Jets, and apparently he's open to playing with the Jets now. I don't know what took so long. Why doesn't Green Bay just say what they want? Tell them the truth. Right. We don't want you. You pissed us off. We gave you that money. You skipped workouts. You didn't develop a rapport with the wide receivers. And to our point, you got hot late in the year. We could have made the playoffs.
Right. So are they afraid that he's going to get He's just going to say, okay, you're going to piss me off, then I'm going to retire. You're going to get nothing for me in return. Are they afraid of that happening? You know what this is? It's such a small, it's 100,000 people. I'm from that state. It is small town, high school sweetheart mentality.
It's Midwest nice.
That's exactly what it is.
Tell them to go to hell.
This guy, this does not play out like this if Rodgers had been in New York his whole career. The media would absolutely destroy the guy. They would not allow it to happen. In Green Bay, do whatever you want. You can control the entire state. And so far that's happened. Rich Eisen added this yesterday. NFL Network, he was at the Combine the entire weekend. He said the Packers hope Rodgers will not want to come back, and he heard it over and over and over again.
Yep.
People would not stop telling him that.
They're done with him. Get out. And the other thing he said was you don't even have to ask people. Everyone volunteers and just gives it up. Like, you know, it's prom night where it's, because you see the same people at the workouts, at the restaurants, at the bar. It's the same people. Oh, I got one for you. And it's just, you know, everyone turns into a teenage girl and it's all gossip and talk.
The deeper we get into this every single year and the more people who I know and have been there, it sounds like the NFL Combine, honestly, to be there in person would be one of the juiciest weekends of the entire year. Because exactly what you said, Indianapolis is a great downtown, but it's all close. And there's only like, you know, a handful of restaurants and bars that are going to be open that late. And everybody goes to the same spot. And then everybody starts talking.
Yeah.
And a lot of it is truth.
No, you are right. Between Lombardi, the gossip, and everything coming down the last couple days, I can't keep. This is crazy. Titans are shopping Henry. Hopkins is available. The Cowboys continue to spend an ungodly amount of money at the running back position like it's 1982.
Mm-hmm.
And Rodgers could leave. And it's not pretty in Baltimore.
No, it's not pretty
at all.
It's
not pretty.
And some more on this from Lombardi. He said, Lamar's going to get franchised. That deadline is later on today. And this is what could happen. It could be the non-exclusive, right? Because it's very ugly between these two. And if that's the non-exclusive, this is why he added this. Polls, the GM of the Bears came out and said that he's been offered a 2024 first, a 2025 first, and other stuff. And Lombardi said, and he's spot on, if he had that offer on the table, he would have taken it already. Because really, the Bears might not have control of the quarterback market with that number one pick. Because if the Ravens put the non-exclusive on Lamar Jackson, Paulie, I will ask you, if you're Carolina, do you then actually make the offer and sign Lamar Jackson to see if Baltimore's going to match that, giving away two first-round picks, because that's what you have to do.
Yep.
If you sign him on the non-exclusive, would you rather give away two first-round picks for Lamar Jackson or two to the Bears for an unknown quarterback?
That's right. Not even close. Huh? I said that last week. That I totally agree. That's the move. Absolutely.
That's why the Ravens are playing this brilliantly.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. You know, the other thing is it's ugly here about could he have played but decided not to with the contract? That's a whole nother ballgame. Then you got Bateman going back and forth with the front office, too, about what they said in the GM. So that is a whole bad look all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
But that's you have to do that if you're Carolina or Atlanta, for that matter. I mean, going back to what we started with, the Saints have to be the favorite by default. Look, you got Trask, Ritter, and Corral are the other quarterbacks for the other three teams in the divisions it stands now.
And I think the Buccaneers are actually going to go with Trask the way it seems. Right, Falcons, probably same thing with Ritter. They could make a move, but Carolina's not going to go with Matt Corral.
No.
Like, that's not going to happen. And if that team, if that plays out today, and the Ravens sign, put, you know, the non-exclusive on Lamar Jackson, and Carolina would, oh my God, Carolina's a contender not only for that division, but in the NFC. That defense, the only problem is, first-year head coach, I would have liked it a lot more if Wilkes would have been retained. Lombardi also pointed this out, GM Shuffle Podcast. The one place Lamar wants to play, beyond any doubt, is Miami. Lombardi added, I know that. Mm-hmm. He wants to play in Miami. It's home. And according to Josina Anderson, NFL reporter, Miami could absolutely be in the quarterback market.
They should be. One more hard hit to his career could be over. They have to be. That's how they have to look at it.
So could they actually realistically be in play for Lamar Jackson? Or here's another one. Eisen said the juiciest thing that he heard was Tom Brady might not be done.
Now, if that happens, I'm done with the guy.
Then he said, watch out for Miami.
Oh, my God.
Oh, so am I. I mean, I'm much more interested in what happens with Rodgers than I am with Brady.
But the other tidbit. Late last year, Philip Rivers reached out to the 49ers and the Dolphins about coming back.
Mm-hmm.
The Niners did the right thing. They went with Purdy.
Sure.
But how about why do the Dolphins not say yes to that? It was Bridgewater or Skylar Thompson?
That's a great question,
Paul. You have Hill and Waddle? You said no to that? That's a dangerous team. If you could get Phillip Rivers to come.
Well,
Skylar Thompson.
Yeah. Oh. Who knows what kind of shape he's in, though? I mean, there are so many X factors to that possibility. But I think you had to kind of like at least have the discussion.
I would have worked him out.
Behind closed doors, bring him in and have a conversation.
Yeah.
It also speaks to Rivers has been retired now for, 2 years? 1 year, 2 years? He's got 9 kids. He's probably like, this is not for me.
This is not fun.
What was I thinking here? I need to go back. Maybe he wants to make a comeback this year somewhere. But these teams are going to be filled up at quarterback. And here's one more that Michael Lombardi said. The Rams, they're not necessarily shopping Matthew Stafford, but they would be dumb not to listen. If somebody called them and said, hey, what do you think? How's it going, everybody? Your thoughts on Matthew Stafford? They'd be like, oh, interesting. This is a new one for us.
Yeah.
He has a bonus coming up that they cannot get out of. And they're not dumb. Rams are a pretty smart organization. They've made some dumb signings over the years. But if they could get out of that contract and move on and pick up the pieces beyond that and get rid of Ramsey on top of that, okay. If the offer was there, could happen.
Yep. Yeah, could happen.
Week alone.
Well, what can you get for Henry if you're Tennessee? PointsBet put the odds up. The Dolphins are the favorite, co-favorites, along with the Bengals. Then you got the Chiefs and Bills up there. I mean, that is...
absolute ceiling. Could you get a second-round pick?
I don't know. But that's unfortunate. You have to move Brown and Henry because of the contract with Tannehill is so absurd.
Yeah.
And what he's due. Jesus.
See, that's what happens when teams... And every team does it, right?
What's the rush? Why are you doing that? Right? Maybe I'd like to see Hopkins if he could get to Dallas. I think that'd be a good fit.
Well, that would be a really good fit.
That could happen.
Yeah. And it's quite clear the Bears are going to trade this pick at this point. Eisen said the Bears are way down the road on this, and compensation is being worked on for the number one pick.
Mm-hmm. Let's get it done. Let's get it done this week, right?
That would be great.
Get that done.
I don't want the, just for betting on the NFL draft purposes, please.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want this like week of. Let's make it right now. But things are really heating up. It happens every year now around the combine.
Sure. And it's a good story. I don't know what you can compare this to, that the guy was a massive bust, didn't play for years, and then has a good year and he gets rewarded. Geno, you don't think that contract's going to come back to bite him though? 3 for 105, 52 in year one? Come on. How's that going to look in 2 years? But at least good for him. Bet Rivers Online Book, the place to be. You get to win $10,000 in bonus money by playing their exclusive Bet Rivers Squares this basketball season. Place a qualifying bet, get a square on the house. If your numbers on your square match the score, you win. Full terms and conditions available, BetRiversSquares.com.
If I had to bet on it, and I already did, Rodgers will go to the Jets. I have them 45-1 for the Super Bowl in pocket. Win-lose up next, including a look at last night's championship week action. A team opened 1.5, closed 8, and they needed a miracle to cash your ticket. Details on that coming up next.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
Came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Wow, winning. Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Not a good night for the bettors. Let's start with Win Some, though. One game that was easy. Oral Roberts, St. Thomas, under 158 down to 155. Stayed under by 20 points. Never a sweat. UNC Wilmington plus 270 on the money line. Shocked. Not that Hofstra lost, but how it happened. First score, I put it on, it's 21-9 Hofstra. They scored 30 points in the last 25 minutes of the game. They scored 2 points in overtime. The one seed, 16-2 in conference, lethal, dangerous offense, 2 points in overtime. They lose.
I will say, and I know that got you, but that was a really good game to watch. Drama down the stretch anyway.
Ton of drama, like the other game, Charleston. How about that?
I know it.
They're down, what, 8 at the half or something? I think 5 at the half. They're up 13 with 10 minutes left. Then with 2 minutes left, they're losing.
I checked out of the game when they were up by 13.
Yeah. They just got stops and made all their free throws. But yeah, you're right. McNeese plus 210 beat Nichols. New Orleans 2-1 beat Southeast Louisiana. And Louisiana to win the Sun Belt was plus 330. Another good game came down to the wire against South Alabama. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN Pro. Watch the show live, VSiN.com. You always want to see these. Give me it, Dan, all the way up. You always want to see these videos. This is a dog snoring, and then you get, sounds like a bong hit. He's snoring loud, and then he got like he got that sound at the end. It's a big fella, right?
Wow, Enter Sandman. We'll yes. See you later, pal.
No kidding. My God, is he out. That is a great video. Look at this. Peter sent this in from Iowa. His son turned 10. Was it his uncle? A grandfather? Got him a bunch of $10 future tickets for his birthday. There you go. That's living right.
That's good parenting or good grandparenting, yes. Whatever it is. Yeah.
There it is. That is excellent. Very good. Lose Some. You mentioned it. The Cavs opened 2, closed 8, won by 4. They shouldn't have won the game. How about Grant Williams? Watch this, guys. He gets fouled with 1 second in a tie game. Tells Mitchell, I'm going to make both. He missed both. And they lose it overtime.
And it was a beautiful job by Cleveland. Like, they iced him at the free throw line. They took like 45 seconds just by what they did in between free throw shots. Free throws.
Right.
Then he missed a set. Marcus Smart almost put it back in, though, at the buzzer, yeah. And then they go on to lose in overtime.
That was their third overtime game against the Celtics. They won all three. They were the third team in the last 50 years to beat a single opponent 3 times in overtime in a season. File that away. It could be a matchup in the playoffs, too. Hofstra, Wilmington under, 135 to 132, no good. Furman, The Chattanooga game. Chattanooga from 7.5 down to 3. But Furman covers. They had a big lead. Chattanooga made a run, but too little, too late. The under 157 down to 150.
Yeah.
Also no good.
That was another good game, though, like you said. And Furman, I mean, that big lead evaporated, and it was cut down to 3-2 at one point. And then just Chattanooga could not get over the hump. I had them plus 6, and that was a loser last night.
The under 157 down to 150. Oral Roberts from 11 up to 13. Lucky to win the game.
Very lucky.
That's too close for comfort. South Dakota State, North Dakota State under 143 down to 139. No good. And Gonzaga got to 15.5 here. It touched 15.5, 12.5 up to 15.5. Won but didn't cover.
I thought that was too many points last night.
Yep. Lose some. Animals. We're living in a society. Man crushing it sent this in on Twitter. From Boston to Vegas. Bare feet out. Yep. Up on the seats in front of them and the device in front of them. Sick. Absolutely sick. This isn't your house. Put your damn shoes on. Out of control. Two more dog videos. This is awesome. And the Oscar goes to the toy car hits his paw and he goes down like he's shot. Look at this guy. Unbelievable. He'll be there Sunday at the Academy Awards. Look at him. He starts hopping. He falls down. Oh, rub my belly. Oh, no. The car's barely moving. The poor guy.
That dog is presenting for best animation.
That's a great video. And one more here. Like that, my tennis ball's in the pool, right? The dog's coming in. Oh, no. And he falls in. He's okay, though, right? He's a good boy. Goes in. Got a plethora of tennis balls to choose from. Grabs that one. The other guy coming in, he's got it.
Like the stanchion for the basketball hoop.
Right, got him.
You got to be careful because they can be like slippery. Not that I'm saying like humans are going to be stepping on it, but those are not exactly easy to maneuver around.
Yeah, good point. That's a bad setup there, and it got him. A couple of bad beats. The Hawks had a big lead, but in any event, the Heat were up 5, and at the buzzer, Atlanta made a 3 from in between half court and a 3-point
line. Paulie, it was a meaningless 3.
Did you see that? Like, why would he even shoot it? Atlanta loses by 2. And this is, I had to put this on here, but St. Mary's was up 26, but BYU cut it to 3. In any event, BYU was catching 6.5 or 7. They fouled with 1 second left, and St. Mary's made the free throws to put it on 7. But then again, they blew a big lead. Good job, guys. Win some, lose some. Presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. If your first wager loses, receive a free bet equal to your stake up to $500. Learn more. BetRivers.com.
So some of the stuff that we talked about yesterday, it got there. Thought the Gonzaga number was too high. And again, they could not cover that number. They're now favored by 3.5 today. I don't think that number is going to get much higher because I don't think Sharps will allow it to get higher than 3.5. Maybe it touches 4, but I can't see it going any higher than that. Northern Kentucky was awesome, and that's, you know, I say, it's something that's preached upon on every single show on this network. You got to get the best number. So when I missed Northern Kentucky plus 4 yesterday, I said this during the show, like I wasn't going to get 3, I was going to wait in play. How did that go? They led from the get-go, and there was no looking back, had no chance to get down on a better number.
Yeah.
And that North Dakota State, you brought that up in win-lose, moved from 143 to 139. It was 89-79 final. So that means that we have, in Oral Roberts, they play in super, their defense though, only 70 to 65 last night. But that in that conference, Oral Roberts, how they typically play, what we saw last night with the two Dakota teams, that total's now, as you would expect, but it's like, it's creeping up already this morning, like 156.
Jesus.
But that's going to be a spot, Paul, where if Oral Roberts is in control of the game, I don't think North Dakota State's going to go away quietly. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they're down 10 tonight, that's a team that I could see with, like, 5 minutes left saying, okay, it's going to be 3s, and we're going to foul this team. We want to expand it. We want to extend this game as much as possible.
It's a lot of points. I know North Dakota State's 500, but you're a double-digit favorite now again. But, again, you're what, 20-0 in conference play this year if you're Oral Roberts with 29 wins. So, and then all those teams in the horizon were bunched up. Because you had Youngstown as the 1-15-5 in league, and everyone else was only a game back. So how competitive that was. I think the Charleston line is way too high. Charleston's an excellent team. They have 30 wins. But they're laying 9 against Wilmington. Wilmington can bomb threes. And Wilmington is 24-9 on the season.
Right.
So a 9-point favorite on a neutral? No?
That's a big number.
Right?
That's a really large number.
Yeah. Good game. Here's the game too, right? You have to like Merrimack. Merrimack's laying 3.5 tonight in the Northeast title game. Fairleigh Dickinson's already in. They're already in the tournament. They clinch Saturday because Merrimack isn't ineligible. I agree with you. These teams shouldn't be in the tournament if they're not ineligible. But Fairleigh Dickinson swept Merrimack. But then again, they can put their feet up. They know the game's meaningless. I guess Merrimack could just say, hey, we won the regular season and the conference tourney. They can't go anywhere. I like Merrimack laying 3.5.
Yeah, and so going back to like last week, we've been using a couple of baseline numbers. Ken Pum and also Bart Torvik. They did not have the Oral Roberts number anywhere close to 13 last night. Isn't that where it closed?
Yeah.
Because it got all the way to 13 during the day. And I think that was during our show yesterday. They never had a chance to cover that number. And those two guys had it single digits. I'll give you an example. Gonzaga's laying 3.5 tonight.
Okay.
Ken Pom has it 73-72 St. Mary's. Bart Torvik has it 72-70 St. Mary's. They're pretty good with their numbers overall.
Yeah.
And now the betting market is getting, I think, a little carried away with Gonzaga. Now, having said that, I thought Gonzaga gave away the game when they played in Moraga.
Okay.
They had St. Mary's down big in that game, and they gave it away, and they lost in overtime. They could not cover, and they really controlled St. Mary's in the rematch when they played at home. Gonzaga controlled that rematch pretty much the entire time. So there's that. And they're going to have, 6,000 people probably at the Orleans Arena tonight here in Las Vegas for the game?
I come right back with the over. Gonzaga they don't play defense?
No, what are they, barely top 90, I think, in the country?
Right. So again, I think they'll dictate tempo, and St. Mary's can score if they get up and down, just like what happened with BYU.
That total is definitely geared towards a St. Mary's match, right? I mean, it is sitting at 139 right now. Yeah, that's St. Mary's. That's what the market is expecting. Kind of the opposite of what you said, more of like St. Mary's will control it, lower scoring. Again, both those guys that we brought up, Ken Palm and Bart Torvik, they have it higher than 139 by 5 points.
Yeah. Good night. 5 title games tonight.
Yep, it's solid.
4 tickets punched. You know what happened already with the Fairleigh Dickinson, as I mentioned.
All right, VSiN host and senior editor of VSiN.com, Matt Youmans is going to join the program. Coming up next, one of the best college hoops handicappers that we know. He has 10 outrights that he likes for these conference tournaments and a couple of games tonight as well. Find out who he likes coming up here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Everything going on at Bet Rivers, dynamite menu, great house specials. You're going up to $10,000 in bonus money by playing their exclusive Bet Rivers squares. Place a qualifying bet, get a square on the house. If the numbers match, you win. Full terms and conditions available, BetRiversSquares.com. Go get it.
Here we go. Matt Youmans joins the program now for the next 30 minutes or thereabouts. He is a host here on VSiN, his new show, VSiN Tonight with Wes Reynolds, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific. In the evening, the dude never sleeps. He's going to handicap golf after he's done with us. Then he might get 15 minutes on a nap. This is great, Matt, because you have 10 outrights that you like for these conference tournaments and a couple of games for tonight as well. I was watching your show last night, and when you guys were talking about the Big Ten, I was glad to see that you made a bet on Indiana. I like being on the same side as you, specifically in conferences that you follow all year long, and Big Ten is one of them. And you made a case for Indiana. Tell us why you like the Hoosiers here to make a deep run in the Big Ten, Matt.
Well, the luck of the draw, for one thing, because Indiana really caught a huge break when it came back to beat Michigan and win that game in overtime on Sunday. That got Indiana the number 3 seed in the Big Ten tournament on the bottom half of that bracket with Minnesota, Nebraska, Maryland, Penn State, Illinois, and Northwestern. And if Indiana had lost that game to Michigan, it would have been the 8 seed. So instead of getting the 8, Indiana gets the 3 and the weaker half of the bracket. And not only that, Indiana's got 2 first-round draft picks. Talking about Trace Jackson Davis and Jalen Hood-Schifino, I still think the top-end talent, Indiana's got it in the Big Ten. It's kind of lacking in that conference this year, but the Hoosiers got 2 players who can carry you offensively. And here's a little-known fact. The Big Ten tournament, I think, is on 25 years now. Indiana has never won it.
What?
Yes. Never won the Big Ten tournament. So it could be a first time for everything. And I think the Hoosiers are the type of team here that they don't have to play great basketball to get past, let's say you get past Maryland, to get past Northwestern or Penn State, somebody like that, just to get to the title game and possibly a third matchup with Purdue or maybe, you know, run into Iowa or Michigan State. The path to the Big Ten championship is paved for Indiana right here. You know, might run into Purdue, and that would be difficult to win that game three times. But I think a plus 550, which is still out there at DraftKings, and it was at Circa last night when I bet it, it sets up really well for the Hoosiers. Again, the luck of the draw is a big part of it here. And you talked about value when you're betting conference tournaments. Purdue at plus 180 or Indiana plus 550, you got to take the Hoosiers on that bet. I've never seen anything quite like the Big Ten race this season. Mm-hmm. Purdue's 15-5, won the conference by three games, and behind that, you have like that train wreck in Ohio or a 10-car pileup. You basically got 10 teams with the same record, essentially, in conference, and Indiana gets fortunate to draw the number three seed. So I think that the Hoosiers are plus 550 are one of the better bets out there in conference tournaments. I'll just talk about one game, too, coming up. There's no line out for it yet.
Okay.
But I'm going to play Michigan over Rutgers on Thursday. The Wolverines desperately need a win here. They're off two back-to-back overtime losses to Illinois and Indiana. They won at Rutgers 58-45 on February 23rd. And Hunter Dickinson's really playing great basketball right now. 27.5 points, 15 rebounds in the last two.
Ton of conference tournaments out here. We're the home of championship week. Let's go with the Mountain West. And some people have them last four in, maybe the 11-12 line, with Nevada 6-1 to win the conference tournament. State your case for the Wolfpack.
Yeah, and all these conference tournament lines I'm talking about are either at Circa, DraftKings, Westgate Superbook, or BetMGM. And 6-1 on Nevada still out there. And the Wolfpack have a big three. They can match up with anybody in the conference, including San Diego State and Baker, Blackshear, and Lucas. And it's a really good free throw shooting team as well. And I think, you know, being the last team in Joe Lunardi's bracket right now after losing to Wyoming and UNLV last week,
yeah,
I don't think there's going to be a team that shows up hungrier or more motivated for the conference tournament than Nevada. And Steve Alford's had a lot of success in conference tournaments at Iowa, at New Mexico, and I think he's an underrated coach. Plus, Nevada is in the top half of that bracket with San Diego State, and I think the Aztecs being a lock into the field aren't going to be as motivated here. In the early games, I like New Mexico over Wyoming and Air Force catching the points against UNLV, but I'm playing Nevada 6-1 to win this thing. I think the Wolfpack are live here.
All right, Will Hill gave this out yesterday as well. How about the Pac-12? What do you take us through the Washington State process?
Well, this is a long shot here, 20-1 on the Cougars, and you know you like to bet on hot teams going into conference tournaments. And the Washington State's won six in a row. Now, yes, against some of the weaker teams in the pack, but Washington State also draws a kind of a first-round bye here against Cal. And also in the top half of that bracket, this UCLA injury to Jalen Clark is going to be significant. I hate to see this. 6'5 guard. He's an elite defensive player, 13 points, six rebounds a game. And he's probably UCLA's second-best player, second or third-best player. Mick Cronin is only going six players deep. We're really only playing six guys significant minutes. You take Jalen Clark out of that rotation, I don't think he's going to play in the conference tournament. He'll be lucky if he could come back for the big tournament. That weakens that top half of the bracket, makes it more likely that Washington State can make a run. And TJ Bamba and two more big-time players, this Washington State team is legit. They won at Arizona 74-61 on January 7th. So if you're looking for a long shot in the Pac-12, I think it's got to be Washington State at 20-1.
Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Matt Youmans, our guest, host here on the network, also senior editor at VSiN.com. I want to give credit to viewer of the show, Dan Kuster.
Yes.
Who pointed this out on Twitter, Matt. He said, I'm going to stay quiet while every expert ignores a Missouri team with a double bye. This was a great observation from Dan. I miss this. He can't believe that he got 45-1 on Missouri. Think about this. They have a double bye into the quarters, and they're more than likely going to get Tennessee in their first game, and you can expand on that. Missouri can win that game, and if they win that game, they'll be playing in the semifinals, and it was I never saw 45-1. 30-1 is the best I can find, but I thought that was a great angle for a team with a double bye in one of these tournaments.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Missouri, and Dan's right about that. And it was sharp for him to grab that 35-1 because, the bracket breaks really well for Missouri because Tennessee's the 5 seed and has played in the previous round, and the point guard, Zakai Ziegler, is out, and that makes things a lot more easier for Missouri. Plus, this is a Missouri team that won at Tennessee when the balls were at full strength. Missouri, 23-8, 11-7 in the conference, has won 4 in a row coming into it. And like you said, in the top half of that bracket, you get Tennessee, Mississippi State, and Alabama to contend with. But I've been fading Bama, and I think Bama is going to be a really good team to continue fading here.
Yes.
And Missouri's also got one of the better players in the SEC in Kobe Brown, who averages 15.9 points and shoots 45% from three. So in the top half of that bracket, yeah, you can see Missouri coming out of it. Take down Bama, you got 30-1 odds. That's a really good bet. And then the bottom half of the bracket, I think Arkansas is going to be a team that shows up hungry with a lot to prove here off a couple of losses. Arkansas faces Auburn, catches Texas A&M. You got Kentucky in the bottom half. That was a good win for the Wildcats in Fayetteville over the weekend. But Eric Musselman has got, again, high-end talent here and a team that's going to be motivated. And I think Arkansas, if you want to play a team in the top half of the bracket, Missouri, in the bottom half, Arkansas, 12-1.
Less than 2 minutes here in this segment. Matt Eumann's our guest, by the way. Explain, you did take a 2-1 with Utah Valley in the WAC?
Well, Utah Valley is by far the best team in that conference. I don't like taking these little prices. And again, if you want to roll over the money lines and play it that way, you might be able to get a little bit better on some of these. But I'll just talk about the conference tournament prices. Utah Valley's off a 44-point win in the season finale. And Mark Mad Dog Madsen's done a hell of a job with this team. And you got 3 first-team all-conference players for the Wolverines. It's by far, I think, in my estimation, by far the best team in the conference. At plus 200, I'll take Utah Valley to win the WAC. And by the way, I think Mad Dog's got to get that Stanford job. You got to get Jared Haas out of there. And Mark Mad Dog Madsen's got to be the next Stanford coach.
Yep, I think you're right. By the way, guys, and we'll have more of Matt's bets coming up in the next 5 minutes, or in about 5 minutes. You guys realize that at William Hill in Nevada and beyond, and I'm guessing other sports books as well, they allow not only parlays, but they allow round robins as well in these conference tournaments.
That is sexy.
That's juicy.
That is, yes. That can get out of hand in a hurry.
It's one way to really, like,
wow,
examine where you can... I love the idea. I was on the app last night tinkering around for like an hour. I'm like, I got to find a way to, try to get some good bets here in. And
that's how you turn the toothpick into a lumberyard right there.
So, Matt, stay tuned. We'll have more conference tournaments and outrights from you coming up next, including who you like in the Big East, another Power 6, who you like in the ACC.
Oh, I can't believe it. I can't believe what he's doing in the ACC.
Oh, boy. He likes 2 games tonight, and I have to get your opinion on Gonzaga now opening up this morning at about a 3.5-point favorite over St. Mary's. That's all coming up here on Follow the Money. It's VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Join the team, become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Get everything you need to bet the madness this year, only $19. Whether you're filling out a bracket or betting every game against the spread, we'll get you ready for every game, every round of the tournament, every bet, every host, every guest, the bracket, the betting guide, break down all 68 teams, Musburger's picks as well. $19 through the end of the tournament, $19, VSiN.com/subscribe. We roll on with Matt Humans, VSiN host, senior editor, VSiN.com. Double shot at Humans here. We continue with his picks in the conference tournaments. He also likes a couple plays tonight, which we'll get to. You like Duke? I can't. Your dear friend Coach K is gone? And you think Duke has some upside? And they're also the favorite to win the ACC tournament. Take us through it.
Yeah, Duke's a lot more likable now that Coach K is gone. I like John Shire. I did grab 3-1 on Duke at the Westgate. It's plus 280, 290, about the best you can grab out there right now. But I think this team's got some upside. I really like Kyle Filipowski, 7-foot freshman. He's a stud. And some of these young guys who were so hyped coming into the season, who were, you know, got off to slow starts, coming off injuries over the summer, I think you're seeing a Duke team that's actually starting to peak. So I do think there's some upside with the Blue Devils, and they're more dependable, I think, than Miami, which the Hurricanes, not good enough defensively for me to buy in here. By the way, Duke was undefeated at home this season. I don't think many people know that, but Duke also has won 6 in a row. So you're talking about teams that come into conference tournaments hot. The Blue Devils are one of those.
Okay, Big East. This is surprising from a price standpoint. You like UConn. They are in the 4-5. And I want to go against Providence in the first round, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
But the quarterfinal game Thursday, 11:30 Pacific, Providence, UConn. You think UConn obviously wins this game, and you like UConn to win the Big East tournament?
I like UConn a lot. This is a team that's very physical and tough. It's going to be a tough out for anybody. The guards can play a little bit better, but to me, UConn's been the best team in the Big East all season. Villanova's a team that's interesting, too. Now, it's going to be a tough path to navigate for Villanova to get to the title game, and 12-1's. That price is just not good enough to get me there. If you put Villanova up around 18 or 20-1, I'd probably bet it, but I can't get there. I think Marquette is really good, but I think UConn's just tougher. And plus, playing at the Garden, Paul, we were talking about that during the break. And the location matters sometimes in these conference tournaments. And I think UConn, kind of like Syracuse used to have, I think UConn's got an edge playing at the Garden, so I'm going to go with the Huskies, a plus 220.
All right, one long shot and another favorite. Take us through the Big West, which is out here. Your pick there, and then you like a long shot in the A-10.
Yeah, in the Big West, again, it's not the the favorite, which is UC Irvine, but I'm going with UC Santa Barbara. Off a 20-point win over Hawaii to finish the regular season, this is a 24-win team. Won four in a row. The number two choice on the odds board, but I think the best team in the conference. A.J. Mitchell is one of the best players in the conference, too. Averages about 16 points a game. And Santa Barbara plus 275 is my pick there. What was the other conference you asked me about?
Yeah, you like George Mason, A-10?
George Mason's a long shot in the A-10. A team that's the Patriots won six in a row, 25-1 to win the conference, which, yeah, you know, Dayton and VCU are the top teams in that conference, but I still feel that it's kind of wide open. And you got the Patriots have three really good players, and Josh Oduro, Victor Bailey, and Ronald Polite. And a team kind of flying under the radar here and doesn't have the most difficult path to win this conference. You're looking for long shots? I think George Mason, 25-1, is a decent one in the A-10.
Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Matt Youmans, our guest host here on the network, senior editor at VSiN.com. So a couple of games that we have on the betting board today. Gonzaga won last night against San Francisco out here at the Orleans Arena in Las Vegas, and their fans travel, I mean, exceedingly well to the city every single year. They take it over. There will be thousands upon thousands inside that small arena tonight. That number opened up 3.5, Matt, against St. Mary's. What do you think happens with this number today? Because in my opinion, it might touch 4, but I don't think sharp money will let it go beyond that. Where are you at with that game?
Yeah, you're right. I thought in 2.5, so 3.5 or 4, you would get. I think you would get sharp money on the Gales. I bet Gonzaga minus 120 to win this conference tournament before it started. Tim Murray and I talked about this on the BSN College Basketball Betting Podcast last week. I thought 120 would be a good number if you got to the title game against St. Mary's. I think the money line right now is minus 140 or 145, so you're getting a little discount there. But the Zags just have more ways to beat you. And they have veterans, guys like Drew Timmy and Julian Strother, who have been here and done that. And St. Mary's is a little bit younger, and actually I watched start to finish both games between these teams this season. Gonzaga outplayed St. Mary's the first time in Moraga for the first 37 minutes, ended up losing in overtime. And then won last, a week ago Saturday, 77-68 in Spokane. Since February 1st, Gonzaga is number one in college basketball in adjusted offensive efficiency. I think St. Mary's is very limited on the offensive end, and I'm not as high on St. Mary's as a lot of people. I like the Zags to get the win tonight, but I certainly don't want to lay more than 3 points.
Okay, going back to the last game of the regular season for the Fighting Irish, they played their guts out for Mike Bray's last game at home. That was senior night, and they had a hell of and by the way, Notre Dame, all year long, they've been one of the worst teams in the country covering numbers. Pittsburgh, they were the best team in the country covering numbers in the entire country. So now that we're in the ACC tournament, does that continue as they're catching 7 tonight against Vatek?
Well, I've been betting Notre Dame. I bet Notre Dame 3 times down the stretch and cash with them. They've come up short in some of those games. Did beat Pitt in Mike Bray's final home game last week. The thing that's interesting, I can't believe that Notre Dame has been this bad this season, 3-17 in the Big East, in the ACC, because when you look at Notre Dame, you got 4 seniors who play heavy minutes on this team. Goodwin, Leshefsky, Ryan, Wirtz. All these guys have been leaders for Mike Bray's team the past few years. I thought Notre Dame was going to be a top 30 team this season. It's been really disappointing. But like I said, the Irish have continued to fight down the stretch. And I think this being the end for Mike Bray, you're going to get the best effort out of Notre Dame. It was a hangover performance against Clemson on Saturday. It was no surprise to see Notre Dame get blown out in this game. I think you're going to see Notre Dame fight here in the ACC tournament opener, and I'll take 7. It's 7.5 out there at BetMGM, but it looks like 7 across the market, and I think the Irish are going to be the side tonight.
Okay, one other game. You like Stephen F. Austin against Utah Tech, and it appears that this number could be moving this morning. Who do you like here?
I laid 3 with Stephen F. Okay. Austin. Their best player, his last name's Hall, can't even pronounce his first name. It's got about 12 letters in it, but he's their top player. He's coming back. He missed the season ender. And you got Hawkins and Jostle, who are two other really good players. You got a big three for Stephen F. Austin. And Utah Tech was a 5-13 team in the WAC. Stephen F. Austin won 11 games and won 85-72 at Utah Tech in early January. I was surprised the number was this cheap, so I lay three with the Lumberjacks.
Very cool. You can follow Matt on Twitter. He is at MattHumans247. His new show is called VSIN Tonight with Wes Reynolds, and it's 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. It is excellent, and they are two guys who are superb on college hoops and golf, specifically this time of year. So it's really, really good. Matt, thanks for the time today, and best of luck this week.
Okay, you bet. Thanks, guys.
Yep. Thank you. Great job.
Okay.
Well, as you said before the segment started as well, two guys who love college basketball and have followed it the entire year, too.
Yeah.
That's why it's a must-watch this time of year.
Yeah, I mean, they are into this stuff. I mean, they're up on it like in early November. And meanwhile, when football is hot and heavy and college football is coming down, you know, the stretch, and we're finding out who the playoff teams are going to be, NBA season just started, same with the NHL. They are all over college basketball from the get-go. It's very good. They also do a little, you know, because at that time of night, you're going to get some in-play action as well. Wes is really good with the in-play, and Matt likes to do it as well. So it's very, very sharp, because you're not going to get a lot of, if any, college basketball talk like anywhere else, because it's just, you know, for people who don't bet on the sport, it's not the same sport that it was, you know, 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
So other spots, all you're going to get this time of year is, you know, NBA and NFL the entire time. That's pretty much going to be it. So with college hoops, and it's such a big sport and a big time in this city alone, the city crushes it. I can't wait see if what this week looks like.
Did you see what the Big Sky did? Their championship game's tomorrow. Good move, right? Because you're lost on Saturday night.
Okay, yeah.
But the game goes at 8:30 our time, tip.
That's a little late.
So if they get that's a good move, because there's only, I think, only one other title game that day. And the big boys start Thursday for the most part.
Yep.
But if you just could have moved that up, you could have more eyeballs on that game. Then, of course, the one seed goes out in the quarters.
Well, that doesn't
Eastern
do it.
Eastern Washington. Yeah. Oh, no, but you see where the kid hit that shot from?
It was from Northern Arizona. From way downtown.
Oh, my God.
That would have been a double bang from Mike Breen.
Oh, what a way to go out.
Up next, blind resume and yes-no odds on teams to make the tournament. That's coming up here on Follow the Money. It's VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.